This has been an interesting, if that's the right word, it's probably not, but this has been an interesting week for me. Dwight Shiley and I had the pleasure and privilege of working with a group of Episcopal clergy, a cohort of 12 priests from around the country who have come here to learn some things about being a missional church, the kind of church that you are, that we are here at St. Matthew's. In fact, we actually brought them here to St. Matthew's on Wednesday, and Blair shared with them some things about dwelling in the Word and asking those questions we constantly ask about what is God up to in the world and how can we be a part of that, and inviting them into those kinds of conversations as well. Well, there are two things that were a part of this week with this group of clergy that I wanted to mention to you today. One of them is Don Samuels, and the other is the Mississippi River. We took the cohort to meet with Don Samuels in his home and heard him share some things about the life and the ministry that he has in North Minneapolis. And we took them to Nicollet Island in the middle of the Mississippi and had a delicious dinner with them one evening. Well, Don Samuels spoke here at St. Matthew's just a couple of weeks ago. You may remember his being with us, the stories that he shared. That same Sunday, I spoke at the evening service, and I have to confess that I spoke through some tears that evening because I was thinking that evening of a Lutheran pastor, a student that I had worked with at Luther Seminary maybe 10 years ago, who was the mother of the University of Minnesota student who fell in the river a little over 2 weeks ago and was drowned. And at that time, they were in the midst of searching for him, and it would be 10 days before they would find him. And this past Friday, she gathered with the dean and assistant dean of the School of Biology at the University of Minnesota. They presented her with his diploma because he was to graduate today. And then following that private ceremony, they had his funeral service at Central Lutheran Church. So we gathered with this cohort of people in the middle of the Mississippi River next to St. Anthony Falls, which is where he fell into the river. So I shared with them the beauty of God's creation in this place, but I also felt the tears of the danger that is for them in that place. Well, I mentioned this, and I've been following her. I've been following her on Facebook. As she has shared, she went to the river every day for 10 days, waiting for her son to be found, gathering with others, with people with her, supporting her, caring for her, loving her, lifting her through this time in her life. And on Facebook, she told her son's story. She shared his poetry. He was a poet. And she shared her grief. This Mother's Day, today, was to be her son's graduation. So I was struck, honestly, because I was also dwelling in this text and dwelling in the story. I was stuck with some parallels between Mary's story and this mother's story. I was struck that, like Mary, Melissa gave her son birth. She raised him from childhood to be a man of faith in God's word. She walked with him in his life's work. She wept for him in his death. And as a woman of faith, she now tells the story of her son's resurrection to new life, to all who will hear. So that's what I had in mind, and that was the kind of experiences that were shaping my mind as I was thinking about this text today, this gospel reading, this promise that Jesus gives his disciples that the Father's house has many dwelling places, and that Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, and that we will be with him there. I think that was the text that jumped out, the part of this gospel reading, because I've been a pastor for 18 years. I've done a bunch of funerals and memorial services, and this is one of the texts, those verses, that are frequently read and shared with people in the midst of their grief and in the midst of their loss, this promise from God that there is a place that God has prepared, that Jesus has gone to and Jesus will bring us to in the midst of this. And that's good news for Melissa this week as she grieves the loss of her son. So that's the part that resonated with me first. But then this week, I heard this text in a new way, oddly enough. And that's where Don Samuels came in. You might remember when he was here speaking with us 2 weeks ago, he told us a story about a young boy that he had taken into his home and was bringing him sort of out of homelessness into his home at that point and working with him to be able to help that young boy get into De La Salle High School next fall and the work that they're doing to, you know, be with him and make this happen. Well, we took the students to be with Don for an afternoon. He invited us into his home. We sat around his living room, and he told them that story as well. He told them about this young boy who we actually saw kind of hiding out in the background, not wanting to disturb what was going on in the living room, there living with him. He told us also about his neighborhood, about the rental properties, about absentee landlords, about the lack of affordable housing, concentrations of poverty, and he talked about those who aren't even able to make it there. And in the light of those conversations, because I'd been dwelling in this text this week in preparation for today, I suddenly heard it in a new way. This part about, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and Jesus, I'm going before you to make a place for you, and you will be there with me. And I realized that if God is so concerned about our dwelling in our promised future, God has to be just as concerned about our dwelling places here and now. We pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what is God's will on earth and in heaven regarding housing and homelessness? Blair shared with that clergy cohort that we here at St. Matthew's are about asking the question, what is God up to in the world and how can we join in? Well, what is God up to for the children without homes and the moms and the dads and the grandparents and families that are desperately trying to provide them? What about the more than 9,000 people in Minnesota who are homeless each day? What about the 65 million people who have been displaced in our world? And the 21.5 million of those who are refugees seeking even shelter? I seriously doubt that God is just waiting for us all to die so that we can come to this new heavenly home that He's prepared for us. God's house here and now has many dwelling places. And Jesus here and now is going before us to prepare them for all who have need. That, I think, is at least part of what God is up to in the world today. So if that's part of what God is up to, then how do we join in? And we have answers to that question. Because we now sit in a part of God's house, and even this place in August is going to be opened up to homeless families. We're preparing even now for Project Home. There are sign-up sheets downstairs. You can put your name in a time slot to bring hospitality, to come and sit with children, to hear stories of parents. There are opportunities for us to join God in what God is up to in helping these homeless families. But as I did some research into this a little more, there are a lot of organizations and agencies around us who are focusing their lives on helping those who are homeless. And our social justice ministry here is a part of and engaging in those conversations. So we get to be a part of those as well. There are things that can be done. In fact, in 2013, there were 10,000 homeless. 2015, there were 9,000. Progress is being made. But there are still people for whom Jesus is preparing a dwelling place. We can pray for those refugees in the world. Pray that hearts and borders will be open to them, including our own. And then we work to make it happen, whatever that looks like for us. Jesus goes to prepare a place. As I read further in this text, I was struck by those lines that Jesus says at the end of the text as he's speaking with his disciples. He says, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me anything, I will do it." So as we celebrate this Mother's Day, this Sunday of Easter, this Sunday of Resurrection, it behooves us to ask, to pray, to come before Jesus and to lift up those among us who have great need, those who are homeless, the refugees, and for all other needs. To ask, because Jesus promises he will answer and do as we ask. But then there's the part just before that where Jesus said, if you follow me, if you believe in me, if you claim me, then you will also do what I do. So what is God up to? Preparing a place. In a place that has many dwelling places for all people. Inviting us to ask that those dwelling places be filled and prepared. And I think also inviting us to join God in what God is up to. Let us pray. Mother and God, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, who is the way and the truth and the life, and who invites us to walk also in that way and in that truth and in that life, and invites us to join him in preparing dwelling places for all who have need. We ask this in Jesus' name and to your glory. Amen.